Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
And it's a great day in Ohio today.
It is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Any fall day. I don't know.
Okay,
I like the fall.
There you go.
You got to go away last weekend, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And did a little pheasant hunting.
A lot of pheasant hunting.
Shoulder sore or not?
Nope, no.
You did good. Okay.
No, I shot a lot of shots, though. I can tell you that. But there are some people that was on the hunt that do have bruises.
Bruises.
Yes.
And that happens.
It does, especially when you shoulder your gun and it gets on your bicep instead of your shoulder.
I laugh at the guys that go and do those week-long duck hunts, and they hunt, like, say, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday, they don't do anything. They plan on hunting, but they're just that beat up.
Yeah, so. It happens.
It happens. So got to do some pheasant hunting, and you went up to Peg and
Sam Ballou's place.
Up
to Elkhorn Lake Hunt Club.
Had a good
Buse
time.
Iris. It's a great time. It's always a great time.
Vittles are always good up there.
Yes, yes. They feed you well, and the birds are fast flying, I can tell you that.
Gotcha. Hey, I don't think, but there's a few tickets left. If you want to go to the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet, I think they're just about done. You probably can call and get a pay at the door type thing, and that's about it.
It's this weekend, too.
It's this
weekend.
Saturday. They always sell out, so like I said, they're probably down to their last handful. If you're interested in going to the Whitetails Banquet, it will be Saturday evening. Looks like doors open. Social hour starts at 5. It's a buffet.
Oh.
Buffet dinner.
That's a good thing.
And they haven't kicked me out of this one.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're not supposed to put your chair up in front of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I found out at the Chinese place over the hill here. But anyways, lots of like-minded folks hanging out. $30. The food will be great. It's at Prophet's Park.
Always good.
Doors open at 5. Dinner starts at 7. Lots of prizes, raffles, side games. It's a good time. So,
normally.
Going to miss my buddy Wayne. So, to his family, I want them to know that you have my thoughts and prayers. So, Wayne will be missed for sure. So, anyways, that's about it. If you want to get tickets, I'd go online and get the information. Probably at this point, their tickets are all back in Dennis's hands. And That'll probably be your way to get a ticket. So go to Whitetails Unlimited, go to their events, look up Ohio. There'll be one for Muskingum Valley. Actually, this banquet's called the Muskingum Valley Second Amendment Freedom Dinner. So there you go.
That's a mouthful.
Woo! I'm not saying it 10 times, Don. Just once.
Okay.
Anyways, so what else is going on in the area? Not much
else.
Well,
if you're doing hunter education, you got one choice. Because
one chance.
The classrooms, one's the only one started yesterday, and there's one online that started tonight at 6 o'clock. The only one that's open within a 50-mile radius is in Baltimore. That's in Fairfield County on the 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. So if you need that last-minute hunter education class and you did it online, or you want to hurry up and do it online, that's time to do her.
There's also some at the Coshocton County Sportsman's Club. Scheduled shoots right now are starting to kick in for archery and shooting, and it looks like they have every Tuesday they have an open trap. So if you want to go up and shoot.
I know some people that's always got an open trap.
Yeah. Hey, that's not very nice.
I mean, your wife may
be listening.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
So,
I wasn't talking about her, Chuck.
Okay, I'll get in trouble now.
Yep, you're on the list.
I'm on the list.
You are on the list.
I think I've been on the list for years, to be honest with you. Well, you know, Don, some of the other things going on right now is it's about time for that big dinner.
The big dinner?
The big dinner.
Yes, it is.
You know, it takes almost a day and a half to prepare and get everything for Thanksgiving. And quite oddly enough, it's consumed in about 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And halftime on most football games that day is about 14 minutes. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what.
It's a nap time thing, too.
It's a nap time thing. It is for me, too. What else is going on out there?
Well, Sunday up at Briar Rabbit, they have a two-gun shoot going on. If you need information on that, it's 740-454-3817. Get a hold of Briar Rabbit, and then on the 26th, they have a USPSA tournament also. So if you're into two-gun and the other, give Briar Rabbit a call. And there's a turkey trot 5K walk at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds this Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. For the particulars, give a call at 740-453-3068.
I wonder how many laps around the old fairgrounds 5K is. I'll have to find that out.
More than I want to walk
More
around.
More than I'm going to do.
I don't mind walking that far, right. But I don't want to walk around in a circle. It seems like I go around in circles all my life anyhow.
Yeah.
So why do it on purpose?
Yeah. Hey, if you're looking for that Christmas item to give, NRA has their calendars on sale.
Yes, they do, Chuck.
You can tell everybody about it because you know the whole scoop.
I know the whole scoop. Okay. 2018 calendar gun raffle is going on. We're giving away 290 guns this year, or next year. One every Monday through Friday. That's five chances a week for the first 9 months. Then the months of October, November, and December, it's every day. They're $50. It's less than 18 cents a chance. It's a great gift for that hard-to-buy for person. And, you know, it gives all year-long. Good guns. You can buy them down at – you can go down and see Chuck down at Fink's Cars, and he'll set you up. Or you can go to American Light and see Roger Graham, or you can go to T&K Guns and Archery.
The good place to eat to downtown.
What, T&K?
No.
Diddy's Downtown Deli, yeah.
Yeah, DJ and
they got the best hot pepper cheese going in Zanesville, I can tell you that right
there
now.
There you go.
Top Gun Shooter Supply, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else. You can get them off of me.
You can email us here at the show. Our email is outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com. Just say, hey, Don, I'd like to buy a couple of them calendars for a Christmas gift or whatever, and he'll
I'll hook it up. I'll bring them to you.
Less than 17 cents a chance, isn't that what we're talking?
And you can win more than once.
Right.
And people have won more
than
once.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, did Schilling buy his already?
Not yet. He's saying his number is not coming up. So
his numbers is not coming up.
Yeah, so he's going to look through my other batch of calendars to see.
Just tell me which ones he wants, and I'll dig through what I got left over.
Crazy. What else we got going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. We got our November 7th deer kill report.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Coming in at number one is Coshocton with 1,305. Ashtabula County has 1,171. Licking County, 1,101. Trimble County, 1,040. 1040. Oh, don't say 1040. That's tax term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tuscarawas at 1,031. Holmes County at 972. Knox County at 894. Muskingum's in eighth place at 859. Richland County, 788, and Guernsey comes in at number 10 at 766. And once again, Fayette is at the bottom of the list with 68. And we have a total of 37,861 deer taken so far as of November 7th.
That's a good number.
It is.
You know, sight-in season's coming. Gun season's coming. So we should probably talk about that when we come back from the break because there's an event, a long-running event.
Yes, it is.
That people could participate. You don't have to be an out-of-towner to get things tuned in, but we'll talk about that. Folks, you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.